I'm Stacey Lynn. Donald Trump returns to Washington today to kick off inauguration festivities as the official ceremony on Monday has been moved inside. CBS's Nancy Korda says the decision is because Mother Nature isn't cooperating.
It's going to be bitterly cold Monday, around 20 degrees, but with winds up to 30 miles per hour, which will make it feel even colder. From a safety perspective, it was obviously the best thing to do.
The preparations for the inauguration have been going on for a year now and have been extensive.
The building of an entirely new platform on the west front of the Capitol, all of the security, all the preps for the media, all the preps for tens of thousands of people to gather on the National Mall.
The inauguration address will now be delivered in the Capitol Rotunda, which Ronald Reagan did back in 1985 due to cold temps as well. In addition, the parade is getting moved to inside Capitol One Arena. Well, your days of mindlessly scrolling through TikTok videos is nearing an end. The popular social media app is a day away from being banned in the U.S. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
People will not be able to newly upload it and won't be able to update it. So it will just kind of wither away. We've also seen some reports that TikTok might just shut down.
President-elect Trump says he's looking at options to keep TikTok afloat in the U.S. Now to Tel Aviv and our Amy Innocencio with the latest on a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
Qatar's prime minister on X said the ceasefire will start Sunday at 8:30 a.m. here local time. Then later on Sunday, we've been told that Hamas will release three female Israeli hostages. Those will be the first of 33 in a phase one over 6 weeks.
While progress has been made containing the L.A. wildfires, there's a new crisis emerging, a housing shortage, CBS's Tom Hansen reports.
Paul and her 12-year-old Jade escaped their home where the single mom paid more than $1,000 below market value.
I make $3,700 a month, and the average two-bedroom is $2,500, $2,800.
As the smoke clears, the scale of loss is coming into focus. 12,000 homes gone. Even before the fires, Los Angeles needed to build 450,000 affordable housing units to meet demand. On average, a new apartment building takes 4 years to build.
The price of Bitcoin topped $100,000 again early yesterday as the cryptocurrency industry reacts to President-elect Trump's vow to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. There's even a inauguration crypto ceremony tonight. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend. Same time, same station, same place. You can always find us here. We hope you join us as well. We'd love to help you understand more about your health because nobody else can do it. We have to do it. Individually, we have to do it. And together on the show, we can do it as well. We offer you advice, knowledge, education, scientific studies. We don't tell you what to do. That's your choice. And I respect the freedom of your choice. But I so hope you choose well. Your health is not a random event. Not because God is mad at you or good to you. It's not because that the doctors are helping us. They know nothing about nutrition. Nothing about health. They are the purveyors of drugs. and they represent the drug companies. And they listen to the drug salespeople as to how a drug will be used and how it can be used and what it does. The drug companies subsidize the medical schools. What do you think they're going to do? Now, doctors are great. They save lives. They can do miracles. It's unbelievable what they can do in some cases. They save lives. They can help reduce the symptoms, like putting on a Band-Aid. But they can't make us healthy. And healthy is where it is. So we're trying to be here just to give you information. I'm not going to make your choices. I have a hard time making my own choices. But that's where it comes from. How do you choose to live? And that's what makes the difference. If you choose a healthy diet, avoiding excessive refined carbohydrates, avoiding sugar at all costs, because sugar screws up the chemistry of the body. It doesn't kill you, but it makes you unhealthy. Seriously unhealthy. And we have sugar in everything. Very little that does not have sugar. And that's where we should be, eating the foods that do not have sugar. And we can make those changes by adding a better level of exercise, a longer sleep, more sleep. That's how we recharge our batteries. All those good things go into who we are. If we try to burn the kettle at both ends, if we eat junk foods, fast food, garbage, our body will turn to garbage. Garbage in, garbage out, right? What you put in, you become. And that's how we lose our health and undermine our health, by not making the right choices. I don't care how old you are, what conditions you are facing, what challenges you are facing health-wise. You can make a difference. Absolutely. You can become healthier in a very short time compared to the time that it took to abuse your body, our bodies. So today we're going to talk about a variety of subjects. We're going to talk about cortisol, a hormone that's excreted from the adrenal glands. And then we're going to talk about a new study on one of my favorite, kettlebells. Kettlebells are amazing to be used as an exercise program. You can do all kinds of exercises with kettlebells. What's a kettlebell? It looks like a cannonball with handles. And what are the side effects of NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories? And you know what? Obesity in men and women seems to be worse for the male brain. And then you could give yourself a boost by improving your nitric oxide, commonly known as NO, nitric oxide. And then we have now an escalating rate of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Not only in adults, but plenty of children as well. We'll explore that fact today. And you know that it's really important that pregnant women increase their level of vitamin D during pregnancy. And then why, you know, I love aronia berries. I talk about them often. I even have, 150 bushes in my backyard. Aronia berries is the strongest, healthiest, most effective Barry has the highest concentration of OPCs, like grapeseed. Grapeseed is very high in OPCs, oligomeric proanthocyanidins. So that's why we call them OPCs. So much easier to say. But these are compounds, anthocyanidins and proanthocyanidins. And they are fractions of polyphenols that are the healthiest for our health. And you know, now that we are exploring so many kinds of cancer, the rise and the increased risk of cancer, now in gallbladder cancer, it was very rarely ever a cancer associated with gallbladder. Now we're seeing a spike in gallbladder cancer. It's never going to end unless you and I decide to end it. And that's why we can do those things that actually prevent and lower the risk of cancer. So that way it would really have an effect. So how do we do that? How do we lower the cancer risk? Cortisol. It's called the stress hormone. Cortisol is spelled C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L. Cortisol. It's the stress hormone. It's created and excreted by the adrenal glands. And in addition to its role in the body's response to stress, when you have a high level of cortisol, that means you have a high level of stress. It goes up in comparison to the stress that you are under. But it's also important for the metabolism and weight management, blood pressure levels, and immune function. Cortisol has different levels throughout the day. It has more functional benefits. And in the highest levels in the morning, that's when we take off for the day. That's when we're expecting more stress. That's why we want a high level in the morning. And that's the way it should be. But have it the lowest in the evening. And when we have a chronic level of cortisol, always high, it therefore can cause weight gain. That's when we have binge eating, can't stop eating, because it feels good and it lowers the stress level. We get more pleasure from eating food that we associate pleasure with. You know, even as a child, stress was different. We fell down and we scraped our knee. We were crying. It hurt. Grandma picked us up, put us on her lap, and gave us something good to eat. Ice cream. A cookie. A piece of cake. And all of a sudden, we stopped crying. Just from being held and embraced by our grandmother and given good food to eat, we had pleasure. So now when we want that pleasure to come back when we're adults, we eat. Because that gave us pleasure before. We know what pleasure is. And we want to feel good again. I don't like all the stress I've got. I can't stand the way that people treat me in the office. I don't like to be yelled at. I don't like to be put under the gun when the manager says I've got to do this and get it done today. So it causes weight gain because we are just eating to gain the pleasure to overcome the stress of a high cortisol level. It also raises our blood pressure. It decreases our bone density. And we lose our sex drive. When you have stress, who wants sex? mood swings, and increased risk of cancer. This all comes from a high level, a chronically high level of cortisol. And recent studies, clinical studies, shows that high cortisol levels increase the risk of death from COVID-19 by 42%. But now, there's another hormone that is made in the adrenal glands and secreted by the adrenal glands, and it is the counterfactor of cortisol. It's the opposing factor. It's like a teeter-tot. Cortisol is at one end, and DHEA is on the other end. So they balance each other. When cortisol levels go up, it forces DHEA down. So when you have high cortisol levels, boosting DHEA can bring cortisol levels back to their normal cycle. I love DHEA. It works fantastically. And many women who are experiencing menopause and just can't find a solution for the night sweats, for the way she experiences irritability, does not want a sex drive, does not have a sex drive, does not know what libido is. They're going through misery because we have two hormones that are opposing each other, and they need to be in balance. So when we increase DHEA, we lower the cortisol. Now here's a clinical trial that compared DHEA and cortisol ratios across three different groups. One group was older people given only a placebo. That's a fake pill. No active substance. The second group was older people given a single dose of DHEA. And the third group was young people untreated as a comparison. And the result of this clinical trial, when supplemental DHEA restored the DHEA cortisol level and ratio in older adults to levels found in younger adults, it came down. That made them feel exceptionally better. So when you get a right ratio of DHEA and cortisol, and they were in the older adults, and their levels came down to normal, normal that is found in young adults, more effective. Everyone could use a boost of DHEA, truly. So much stress in this world. So many people experiencing stress. And the cortisol levels are high. Blood pressure is high. They feel terrible. They lost their energy. They have chronic fatigue. And women going through menopause, DHEA is a blessing. Now, the only thing, not everyone needs the same level of DHEA. There are no two people alike on this earth. And there are no two people alike experiencing the same results. Everybody is different. So you have to find and experiment with the level of DHEA that will do you the most good. How do you do that? Well, maybe start with 5 or 10 milligrams of DHEA. You don't need very much. DHEA is a very, very powerful hormone. All of the hormones of the adrenal glands produce about a teaspoon in a year's time. Very, very small amount. But now we can't orally absorb exactly what we need. We don't have perfect absorption. For men, they can go up to probably 50 milligrams of DHEA per day. You'll find a new lease on life, truly. Women should be up somewhere around 25, maybe. I mean, as max, at the maximum amount. But you don't need 25. You don't need 50. But you have to try to get somewhere from 0 to 25 for women, 0 to 50 for men. But start off slowly and increase like 5 milligrams of increments over the next several weeks. Start with 5 milligrams. Maybe go to 10, maybe 15. So find a 5 milligram dosage of DHEA and play with the levels that might be giving you the best results. And when you get to that level, you're going to feel like, wow, everything has just changed dramatically. So now there are supporting vitamins that can make DHEA even more effective. Adrenal glands have the highest concentration of vitamin C in the body. Vitamin C is water soluble. That means it does not accumulate and store in the body. Fat soluble vitamins do, like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K. They're fat soluble. They store in the body for a certain period of time. Vitamin C is in and out. But the highest concentration that is found in the body, temporarily at least, is in the adrenal gland. The adrenal gland cannot function well without vitamin C. And it reduces the stress-related increase in cortisol levels. So vitamin C lowers that cortisol level, reducing the stress that's related to the cortisol levels. And B vitamins. B vitamins are also water soluble. And we don't get enough B vitamins. And they are directly and indirectly reducing cortisol levels by increasing GABA, G-A-B-A. And all this helps to restore the normal cortisol cycle. Now, in a study, a clinical study to show that it works, of healthy athletes, subjects with the lowest intake of vitamin C, B1, B2, B6, and niacin, had the highest cortisol levels imaginable. So, a good B complex with vitamin C and DHEA would go a long way in improving your ability to withstand stress and reduce the cortisol levels and make them more normal so you are restoring a balance to DHEA and cortisol. You'll feel much, much healthier. Now, I told you about women and needing to go up in increments of maybe 5 milligrams. And they probably will max out at 25 milligrams. You may not even get up there. You may not even need that. I know many women who I have suggested that they take DHEA during menopause. 5 to 15 milligrams was probably the correct ratio, correct dosage. But they can use anywhere from 15 to 25 to 30 DHEA plus 200 to 400 milligrams of vitamin C and a full spectrum of all the B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B6, and especially B6, SP5P. P5P is the biologically active form of vitamin B6. Folate is the biologically active form of folic acid, B12, biotin, and pantothenic acid. This is a complete formulation for adrenal stress to bring down the cortisol levels and balance the cortisol levels and the ratio between DHEA and cortisol. Now, for men, somewhere between 5 and 45 to 50 milligrams of DHEA plus 200 to 600 milligrams of vitamin C, they need more, and the full spectrum of the B vitamins. Look for a formulation that also includes adrenal extract. Actually, it's a powdered extract of the adrenal glands from an animal. Not unusual to use that kind of extract to support the health of the adrenal glands, like thyroid extract. Armor thyroid is taken from the pig, from the thyroid, ground up into a powder, and it has the same nutrients to support the animal, so it supports humans. It happens to be prescribed, and you can't get armor thyroid without a prescription from your physician. But DHEA is very, very mild and does not have any complications. I have never seen any side effect or known side effect of DHEA. I love kettlebells. Kettlebell swings, kettlebell squats, kettlebell deadlifts. You can do all kinds of exercises with kettlebells. Kettlebells look like a cannonball with a handle. They can weigh anywhere from 5 pounds to as much as 100 pounds. You don't need a lot of weight to make it very effective. So here are some of the benefits I suggest from kettlebell workouts. So for adults, between the ages of 60 and 80, enrolled in a kettlebell exercise class for 1 year, many of the subjects had no previous experience with resistance training. This is called resistance training because you're pitting your muscles against a weight, weight-bearing exercise. These participants were instructed to aim for vigorous activity at least 7 out of 10 in terms of activity for the required effort. The news release did not give details on how often or for how long the workouts lasted. But from the results, after 6 months, muscle mass, grip strength, upper leg strength, all improved significantly. And at the end of the study, after 12 months, the subjects or participants took less time to climb a flight of stairs, had less difficulty getting out of a chair to a standing position, and had reduced the markers of inflammation. A very easy way to do exercise. You don't have to go outside. You can do it in your living room while you're watching TV. Even if you have never exercised before, you can still benefit from working out no matter how old you are. And if you want to make sure, just ask your physician whether or not they would approve additional exercise for your condition, your health, your age, or whatever it might be. And you can also go online and Google kettlebell exercises and see the variety of exercises and how they are done. So easy. And you don't have to use a ton of weight. Just doing the exercise with the right technique, with a fair amount of weight, and do it until you each exercise and you until you become exhausted. Like in the kettlebell swing, you might do 30 or 40 swings. And maybe somebody does 10. Depends on the individual, their degree of exercise ability. And you'd be surprised, in a matter of months, you'll improve quite dramatically. So I've got to pause here for a few moments. Don't go away. I'm not going away. I just have to pause for a few minutes for the station to identify itself and to run some commercials. I'll be back right after this. Stay where you are. And welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally, and we're here every weekend, same time, same station, same place. You can't lose us. You can run away, and you can stop listening. Maybe you don't want to hear all this stuff. Maybe you just don't care. Maybe you don't care how unhealthy you are. Maybe you don't want to sacrifice. Maybe you don't want to have the discipline to do it. Maybe you don't want the choice to do it. There's all reasons why we don't do enough to make a difference in our health when we can. We can make a difference. And we should all be striving to make that difference. So we should be doing that as much as we possibly can. Now, many people take NSAID drugs, NSAID, stands for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. One of the most common side effects, bleeding. The adverse effects of these drugs. Bleeding is a well-known consequence of the NSAID drugs, over-the-counter drugs. You don't need a prescription. NSAIDs can damage the mucosal lining of the intestinal tract to such a degree that the intestinal lining bleeds, and they interfere with normal blood clotting, raising the risk of bleeding in the stomach and the intestines. That does not sound healthy to me. Does not sound like a way to reduce inflammation in the lining of the stomach or the intestines. Now, some of these NSAIDs include ibuprofen, like Motrin, Advil, and prescription drugs like Celebrex, which is one of the brand names of this form of medication. Taking NSAIDs with other types of medication has also been found to increase the risk of bleeding even further, like blood thinners, Coumadin, warfarin, double the risk of bleeding, and with SSRIs, 7 times greater increased risk of bleeding. Steroidal drugs, 12 times greater risk of bleeding. Gastrointestinal tract bleeding while taking NSAIDs is more likely to be fatal, with a 21% mortality rate versus just a 7% mortality rate for GI bleeding in patients not taking NSAIDs. These are very, very harmful drugs over the counter. So when you buy them over the counter, there's no one there to monitor you. You can buy as many of these pills you want, how many bottles you want, and take as much as you want. Some people get into the fact that they're taking these every few hours, and that increases more bleeding. So are there alternatives that you don't have to use NSAIDs? The primary reason to use NSAIDs is to relieve pain. And there are too many options for pain relief naturally that do not offer or have the same risk as NSAIDs. For example, curcumin and boswellia. Two plants, two key compounds from plants, trees, that are also mixed with black sesame seed oil for absorption, because curcumin and boswellia are hard to be absorbed out of the intestinal tract into the bloodstream and circulate throughout the body to affect all the cells and pathways. If you can't absorb them, they have little biological value. They have value in the intestinal tract, and that's why they are able to reduce the incidence of colon cancer. But it doesn't circulate throughout your body to give you the best results systemically. Now, if you want really good reduction of pain, take the curcumin boswellia in a base of black sesame seed oil, 1,000 milligrams. That's about 2 soft gels. And it works extremely fast and relieves pain as effectively as over-the-counter drugs. And actually, this combination of curcumin and boswellia in black sesame seed oil was compared to drugs like Tylenol, and it worked just as effectively as Tylenol with no side effects. And the side effects associated with Tylenol is that it damages the liver and is the number one cause of liver failure in the United States. Relieves pain as effectively as over-the-counter drugs. Maybe this is something you should think about, rather than taking drugs that cause excessive bleeding in the intestines and the stomach. And this combination has no adverse effects, no side effects, and works faster, as effectively but faster, than Tylenol. And actually, it was 8 times better. This combination of curcumin and boswellia was 8 times better in reducing the emotional aspect of pain. What is the emotional impact of pain? You don't feel good. You're not happy. You're irritable. You're emotional. You know, sometimes if you just think about it, and you're walking through the grocery store and you bump somebody with your basket and they turn around and they shove the basket back at you, I don't think they want to be mean, but they feel so terrible and they're in so much pain. How can you be happy? How can you just smile and say, whoops, you know, like nothing happened? But some people are just so irritable that they strike out without really meaning to be that mean. They feel terrible. And this combination of curcumin and boswellia was 8 times more effective than Tylenol in controlling the emotions. Very, very effective. Now, obesity, oh my gosh. In reports to Congress just recently, a number of health advisors pointed out the fact that obesity was 6% of the population, 6% of the population in the 1970s. Today it's 60%. And by 2050, if the trend continues in the way it's going, 100% of the population will be obese. We'll be a nation of overly gross, overweight people. Grossly overweight. But it affects men, of course, differently than women. There's different chemistry. There's different hormones. And obesity is worse for the male brain. But they have proven by research studies that overweight men lose their memory faster. Researchers in the UK studied 34,000 adults ages 45 to 82. They all were obese, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes. Actually, obesity causes high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. So you're not just overweight, out of shape, breathless. You're sick. And all this sickness comes from being overweight. And all the fat cells block the absorption of sugar to be burned as energy, and it causes insulin resistance, and it's a hormone that is a fat-storing, fat-producing hormone. So when comparing men to women, they found that men with these same issues started to experience decline in brain volume, actually shrinking of the brain, and mental function starting around age 55. For women with the same risk factors, changes in mental function didn't occur until age 65, 10 years later than men. Study participants with the highest levels of belly fat had the greatest amount of brain shrinkage, which represents a loss of brain cells and not old cells being replaced by new cells, and a greater risk of a dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And one of the most important factors for good health is preventing weight gain, especially for men. And it is an important step in preventing dementia and a host of all other diseases. All the cells in fat, all the fat cells, let's say, also increase the level of inflammation in the body. Now, we talked about NO in the introductory of the program today. NO stands for nitric oxide. So we need to give a boost to our body of nitric oxide. It's a common molecule that's made in the body, but we can find ways to boost the nitric oxide. And why would we want to? And what do you know about nitric oxide? Well, first of all, we know it's naturally produced in the body. Hopefully, it is enough, but sometimes not. And as we get older and as we eat unhealthy, we do not produce enough of nitric oxide. And the most important job for this compound is vasodilation, increasing the volume of the arteries, causing the inner muscles of the blood vessels to relax so they can expand or widen and therefore increase blood circulation, blood flow. And this accounts for every part of the body. We need circulation throughout the body, to and from the heart, all other organs and glands. And this allows the blood, which carries nutrients and oxygen, to reach every part of the body. So when we have a low level of nitric oxide or nitric oxygen production, it's associated with heart disease, cardiovascular disease, poor circulation, swollen ankles, swollen calves, bruising, a variety of conditions to the cardiovascular functions of the body. Also diabetes and erectile dysfunction. Blood flow to the penis is what causes an erection. It is not testosterone, but it is circulation. If there's no blood going to the heart, for heaven's sakes, there is no blood going to the penis. Nitric oxide also opens the airways. Inhaled nitric oxide is being considered as a treatment now for COVID-19 respiratory issues, for upper respiratory tract infection, for COPD, bronchitis, pneumonia. All these conditions involved with our sinuses, bronchitis, COPD, all the inflammation of the lungs and the upper respiratory tract and function, all of these are also involved with nitric oxide. So how do we improve nitric oxide? There are two herbs that can give a tremendous boost to nitric oxide production. We want to make more. The more we make, the better blood flow to every part of the body, but primarily to the heart, which is so essential. So there are two herbs that we have researched extensively that shows the benefit of improving and boosting the production of nitric oxide. The primary herb, red sage, S-A-G-E. It's a Chinese herb called Danxian. And in research studies, red sage increased nitric oxide by 87% and boosted vasodilation by 50%. A lady told me a story of her brother-in-law who had very poor circulation. In fact, the doctors wanted to remove one of his legs. At first, they thought maybe just a foot. Then after examination, they thought they would go to the knee. And through this whole process, the doctors were treating this individual to increase the circulation, but nothing worked. So now they're up to the hip in amputating the leg. And this individual started taking a combination of red sage and red ginseng, one or two capsules twice daily. In 2 to 3 weeks, after additional examination by the physicians as to whether or not how much to remove of his leg, they found he had restored circulation to such a degree that they gave up talking to him about amputation. He still has his leg, increased circulation dramatically. And red sage also clears up clogged arteries, picks the plaque out of the arteries, reduces cholesterol deposits in the artery, and builds up a plaque by 50 to 60%. Now, this was an animal study. And being paired with red ginseng, now we have two very powerful herbs that can boost the level of nitric oxide. It has been shown to inhibit compounds that reduce nitric oxide synthesis. Red ginseng increased nitric oxide levels by almost 30%. and blood vessel relaxation by 75%. The only other thing I can think that's even remotely close to this, and may be a boost as well, is rapeseed extract with OPCs doing exactly the same. So red sage, red ginseng, and grapeseed extract could save your limbs, save your circulation, save your heart, save your blood flow. And together, red sage and red ginseng, by clinical research, shows it's ideal for preventing heart disease, increasing the circulation, reducing the risk of clots and clogged arteries. So the ideal dosage, the combination of red sage and red ginseng, 100 milligrams of each, up to 4 times daily. And French grapeseed extract, 150 to 300 milligrams twice daily. This is more powerful for the heart and circulation, reducing the plaque, increasing the vessel relaxation, boosting the nitric oxide throughout the entire body. This is ideal for everyone. As we get older, we have a breakdown of circulation. We have a collection of blood clogging plaque in the arteries. And it's reduced up to 75%. And reduces buildup in plaque in animals by 50 to 60%. These are major advances in healthcare by alternative medicine, all proven by scientific studies. Why is vitamin D? D like dog. Why is it important for pregnancy or during pregnancy? Vitamin D during pregnancy. Good nutrition is essential for healthy babies. Folate, omega-3 fatty acids, and iodine are extremely important for the pregnant woman. And now new studies, new highlights in the importance of vitamin D has come to light. A study of 450 pregnant women took 1,000 IUs. The IU stands for international units. Daily for vitamin D or a placebo. At birth, children from both groups had about the same bone mineral density. But as the kids aged, those born to moms who received vitamin D while pregnant had almost 10% greater bone mineral density at 7 years of age, suggesting that vitamin D's benefits for skeletal development continued throughout childhood. This study builds on the previous research finding that children born to moms receiving vitamin 3 oral supplementation were taller, better developed at age 3, with better immune responses, 2 to 4 times greater their immune function and response was 2 to 4 times greater and better than those without the vitamin D supplementation, like those born to moms with low vitamin D levels. Experts suggested that 5,000 IU, and I've seen research up to 10,000 IUs daily, is a beneficial dose for most people. But I would suggest that a pregnant woman should check with her doctors before they have questions. They are the best care of their physician at that time. And by increasing the level of vitamin D can make a major factor in how the child develops over time. Now, I love aronia berries. I talk about them often. I have 150 so bushes in my backyard. Unfortunately, I don't have time to take care of them. So I don't get as many berries as I used to. But they're wonderful for throwing into my drink, my protein drink. And now they have something in common with coffee. Boosting the beneficial bacteria in your gut. In one of the largest studies so far, researchers looked at the human gut microbiome to see what influence coffee drinking has on beneficial intestinal bacteria. They analyzed over 22,000 samples and health records from participants who also reported on their coffee drinking habits. Coffee drinking significantly increased levels of a specific beneficial bacteria up to 8 times higher versus people who rarely or never drank coffee. Coffee and aronia berries contain some of the overlapping compounds, including chlorogenic acid, which might explain why they have some similar effects on the human gut bacteria. So coffee and aronia berries improve the quality of your probiotics in your gut. They grow faster and more effectively and stronger. So when you're taking a probiotic, you want to make it better, coffee and the aronia berry complex, a combination of aronia berries and OPCs. And with that, my friends, I've got to run. I took it down to the last few seconds, so I've got to get out of here as quick as I can. But say a prayer for this crazy world. Say, God bless you, my friends. God bless you.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Reishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Beep. I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where we are gearing up for the presidential inauguration. We begin with CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Trump will be packing up here in balmy Florida and heading up to D.C. later today. He's got a reception at one of his golf clubs in Northern Virginia tonight with fireworks, and then tomorrow a big rally at an arena in downtown D.C. And then on Monday at noon, he will be sworn in as the nation's 47th president.
That swearing-in's been moved indoors to the Capitol Rotunda because of the cold weather. This Trump supporter is disappointed.
I would stand in the 5-degree weather in order to support what he's going to do, what he did in the past, and what he's going to do in the future.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe reports on the new preparations for the ceremony.
Just hours after the decision to move the inauguration indoors, here in the rotunda, they're already setting up the new platform where Donald Trump will be sworn in. Instead of thousands of people watching outside, it'll just be a few hundred in here. The most important of those VIPs, members of Congress, former presidents, cabinet officials, and those visiting dignitaries from around the world.
A viewing area and the parade will now be inside Capitol.